from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join that team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Thank you for follows if you are already. Jason Bishop is with us.
What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning to you. Eric Bickle also here today.
Hey, buddy. Eric-Bickle-3 on Venmo. If you have any questions,
there is that Venmo.
You know the routine. So, two observations this morning driving in. I don't know what's going on. There's a bunch of roads that were closed off.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And it was fine. I'm able to navigate it and get through it. But it almost looked like a finish line of like a race. There were all these fences, and then it looked like it. But I don't know if there's a. I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. There's a million cops.
Okay. Where was this?
Independence Avenue, but not Independence Avenue.
Okay.
Cakes. I don't know all the roads.
I believe.
Understood.
I believe Netanyahu is coming to D.C.
So they're blocking off some of the streets.
Where are you talking about? Down here?
Listen, not sure.
Listen, it's a couple miles from here, but it's like they had like a finish line that you would see like almost at a race. Mm-hmm. That's what doesn't make sense to me because it's the middle of the week. Makes no sense. But then there were like protective fences.
All right.
All the way down it. So I couldn't make sense of it. But somebody's got to know because there were a bunch of streets closed off.
Like it sounds like the setup for either like a race or a parade route or
kind of
something
yes.
along those lines. I don't know.
It looked like a finish, but it was really fancy.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like they were just holding off the road for, you know, a dignitary.
Right.
Something was going on. There were like permanent fences up.
Okay. All right.
I don't get it.
Rock Creek Parkway has got a lot of closures. I don't know if that's where you're talking about. But
it was around there. It's around Rock Creek Parkway.
Yeah.
I had to get off.
I'm not sure when he's coming, but I think he is coming. So I think that might be what you're...
He's already landed from what...
He's already definitely
landed.
I'm 99% sure he's already landed.
So maybe that's what the closures are?
Yeah.
No idea.
How can you explain, like... the almost like a finish line of a marathon or something. Like, there's something's going on beyond just there's something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a parade.
All right,
I don't know what the F it is.
A midweek parade. That sounds like a horrible idea.
Doesn't make sense.
Even in the summer.
There's some sort of like.
A parade sounds like a terrible idea at any time. Any day of the week.
And then, you know, and then a cop just shuts off the road right over here. Like, that was like an emergency, like.
Yeah.
Where
there are a lot of cops. There was a lot of cops down here.
He just pulled into the intersection and shut it off right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, right there. And so I had to go around there. So it was a bunch of U-turns and everything I had to do this morning. And then I turn the corner and I see a big fat rat scurry right into the weeds.
That's almost a daily occurrence.
And then I go another block and another rat scurry. And I'm wondering, did it mess up their mojo overnight? I heard there's an inch and a half here in D.C.
I don't know.
Did that displace the rats a little bit?
I don't know how they respond to rain.
I went one block and saw two rats.
I'm going to guess they're welcoming it because, I mean.
Something to drink?
They have to drink, like, rainwater.
But maybe it's displacing them in the sewer with all of the water flowing through.
Could be the case. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they just come out whenever they want. They're foraging for food. Then they scurry back to their holes or the sewers or whatever it is.
They're fairly large rats.
They're sizable. Are
big. I think you don't see it as much because you're in the garage, but every day on the walk from the Homewood over here, you see about three rats pop out in front of your feet.
Yeah. I saw two.
Yeah.
Well, that'll wake you up. That's terrifying.
I saw two.
They're just scurrying around all over the place.
It's just gross.
You kind of get used to them.
Yeah, you do.
Unfortunately, you do.
It's part of the landscape down here.
I wasn't scared by it. They're just gross. And, you know, they're fat.
They are. They're big fatties.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean,
they're hanging around the trash cans.
Yeah, they're not on their workout hustle.
They're munching on everything.
And I see, you know, girls walking around, like, getting their workout in or, you know, getting back from a walk with a dog. And, you know, rats are scurrying in front of them. And I guess either they notice it or they just don't pay attention. I don't know. Like, that would be off-putting, I would think.
They're just
if you live down here.
But the thing is, they're not going to bother you. Now, they're gross to look at, and you worry about, like, them like carrying diseases.
They're just gross to look at. But I'm not afraid. I don't think they're going to attack me. They're just so off-putting.
As long as they're kept out of this building, that's all I care about. Like,
they have to be in the building somewhere.
I haven't seen one. Now, knock on wood, I haven't seen one running around the hallways here at Odyssey, D.C.
Yeah.
Yet. I mean, I'm sure it could happen.
The only thing I could equate it to is when we got a lot of rain a couple years ago, all of a sudden there was a snake in my bushes. And somebody explained to me, that all the water kind of displaced the snakes.
Mm.
And they, you know.
Got them moving.
Mm-hmm.
They got them moving around a little bit. Of course, then we had to call the neighbor to get the snake out because I'm not a man.
Right. I mean, how are you going to chase a snake out of your yard?
I'm terrified of snakes.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stay away.
Top five fear. Top five
is snakes.
Oh, yeah. Top five.
Right? Heights are definitely in there, too.
Oh, the rats, I see a rat pretty much every morning, like Drab is
saying.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Walking from the Homewood down the block and a half, down to the entrance.
They must have a million of them, because that's the exact block that I saw them. I had to go around.
Yeah. And they're always hanging around the trash cans.
I'm surprised the rats aren't following you more after you just go grab, like, your Nutri-Grain bars or your muffins from the Homewood and stuff them in your bag.
I didn't this morning.
What was wild is I heard as I was driving in that they got an inch and a half here in D.C., maybe at Reagan, but then at Dulles, they only got a tenth of an inch.
Yeah, it didn't rain much last night at my house. I mean, it could have overnight, but
like, during the day, it didn't rain any? Because we got periodic, just, like, pouring showers.
Just spit a little bit. Nothing crazy.
We got no lightning, but just periodic, just, you know, like hard rains for 5 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah. You know.
Need it. Need the water. Drought-like conditions.
I don't get sized.
Oh, I love it.
I know you don't, but I mean.
If it's going to rain, I'd rather it rain at night when we're all sleeping. Right. And then we wake up and it's silly.
Mm, got it.
I think storms are coming tonight overnight.
More storms.
Yeah. So you might have some overnight.
I'm telling you.
Well, maybe, you know, 8 to midnight, somewhere in there.
Right. Right. Well, I know yesterday I had some severe brain fog going around because I couldn't figure out if it was Tuesday or Monday. I kept getting confused. I don't know why.
How did unfortunately, you jolt yourself into
unfortunately, it was Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday. I don't know why, but it's just been so much going on in these last couple of weeks. And, you know, I actually thought my vacation was in 2 weeks. My vacation is this week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. You know, my head's spinning.
Our dreary pal Morrissey, you know what he likes to say?
Every day's like Sunday.
Every day's like Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, that song's very depressing.
Yeah, because Sundays aren't great days.
They're not, well, NFL Sundays are great days.
NFL Sundays.
Yeah. And we're not
fun.
That far away from them because
they report the veterans Commanders are there today.
Training camp starts today.
Yeah. Right. Kicks and I was talking to Dan Quinn yesterday.
Yes, you were.
Last night.
You guys got to tell me about
that. He was holding court with Dan Quinn.
And I said, can you believe the season basically starts tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, man. He
shook his head.
I said, did you go anywhere for the holidays or for the summer? He goes, yeah, I went to Hawaii.
Nice.
For 2 weeks.
Nice spot.
And then he said, but got back, start grinding.
Right.
Grinding.
Get on that grind, Coach Quinn.
And those vets are there today.
Yep.
You know, I
and
got
camp starts.
I guess I did get the same email invite because I saw it yesterday, and they reiterated that everything was off the record. So you're not going to divulge any secrets.
No, there are no secrets to divulge.
There was one thing that we talked about that I won't go on a record
with. Oh, really?
Yeah, but... Yeah, it was nothing.
I did see him huddling with Coach Quinn near the bar before we headed into the side room. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking.
There was huddling and talking.
Probably
talking.
You asked him where he's living. Did you get a house yet? Did you buy?
No, I think it was more
rent?
Nerdy football. It had to be a nerdy football question.
It was football stuff.
Yeah, it had to be.
How much you got?
We did talk about where they live.
Right.
And Adam Peters came in. We talked to Adam Peters.
He did come in late.
Yep. And so they're very happy. They love the area. Very cool. Those two guys are chill, man. They're cool.
Were there
cool
a
dudes.
Bunch of guys there? So it was like a little media thing.
It was a big turnout.
Little schmooze.
Yeah, I would say about
50 people, maybe.
Yeah, close to that.
And did you feel? Awkward?
I mean, it was.
Did you feel awkward just because we don't know a lot of people?
Not really.
No,
I mean it was.
No, I mean
was,
we saw a lot of people from the media. We know
it was good to like actually see some people in person that I'd never seen in person before. Like Nikki Jabala, got to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, I reconnected with Rick Snyder. Hadn't seen him in person in probably, I don't know, 10 years.
Rick's got a great book out about presidential pours.
He does,
About all of the president's favorite cocktails.
Correct.
John Keim was there. Talked to him for a little bit. Scott Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
David Aldridge was there.
B. Mitch and Finley there.
B. Mitch was there.
Yes.
Talking about how he rides his bike 100 miles a day.
Right.
Quinn and the Commanders PR guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're great. The Rooster was there. I was hanging out with him for a bit.
It's a new era. I'm just not used to this open-armed sort of thing from Redskins Park.
They're very accommodating. Couldn't have been nicer.
People that don't know, we've always been sort of... So we've been doing this almost 30 years.
Yeah.
We've basically been outsiders short of the 4 or 5 years that we had the rights to it back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan basically considered us the enemy,
mm-hmm.
which was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the opera. What is the modus operandi?
Yes,
or whatever.
MO, but the modus operandi
of the
that works.
Yeah, the MO of the organization was, all right, we'll work with the team that has our rights, or the radio team that has our rights, but the other radio stations,
we're
basically going to give them nothing.
Yeah.
And I think they also, it didn't help that when they struggled, we would be honest and critical. And I don't think, obviously, they didn't like that. So for them to like invite us to a happy hour to hang out and just say hello and treat us like
that
humans.
That would have never happened before.
They treat us like humans.
No,
it's just
nice.
Not a thing.
It was cool.
No, it would never happen.
It was a good hangout.
It was a good hangout. And we were at a nice restaurant over there in Ashburn. Little side room. They had hors d'oeuvres, open bar.
Yeah.
And the PR guys said, you know, this would have never happened like this before.
Right.
But
it
under this regime, it's just more chill.
Are they still there? Are they holdovers from the previous regime?
Yeah. Yep.
It was funny. I was hanging out with Rick Snyder. We were about, I don't know, 15 to 20 feet back from like the entrance into the side room. And we looked over and we saw a dude in a white hat and like a white top or a white golf shirt. And Rick Snyder's like, I think that's Cliff Kingsbury. And I turned around and I squinted from where I was. And I was like, I'm not sure if that's Kingsbury. And then we decided that it was... Ultimately,
Adam Peters.
Kingsbury
did not show up.
I didn't have my glasses on, and from that distance, at first I had to like really drill down. Like, I don't think that's Kingsbury. Yeah. Kind of looks like Adam Peters. Then we eventually figured it out.
It was.
Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Very, and so open bar, cool. Whatever cocktails you wanted?
Yeah.
Had two IPAs.
Okay. Had a margarita and an IPA, and I had to cut myself off and just guzzle Diet Cokes until I left.
If I have two margaritas, I'm feeling
well,
good.
That's why I only had one margarita.
Yeah, two margaritas is enough for me.
And then I pumped the brakes with the beer. And
two
then,
margaritas and I'm Ubering.
Then I had to cut myself off.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to be
there were some guys getting a little bit tokey-dokey, though.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. There were.
I didn't really notice that, but I mean,
I could notice.
You noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll keep the names off the record.
You know what? They did say not to divulge any sensitive info on the email.
Was Dan Quinn wearing his hat backwards?
He was not.
He didn't wear
hatless.
A hat.
Oh, he was hatless.
Hatless, yeah.
Wow.
Zippy bald silly. He walked in just like
Peters had the
silly.
Hat on.
He was just owning it.
Yeah, he owns it. Yeah. He owns the baldness.
Right.
And or rocks the backwards
hat. Now that
hat.
I've, you know, met these guys and then, you know, we've had those guys on the show, not Adam, but I think I'm more of a Commanders fan now.
You're being won over.
I think I'm more of a Commanders fan.
That's what they want. You're falling prey to the trick.
I am. I don't know why, but I am.
It was funny. I walked in and J.P. Finley saw me. He looked like he had seen a ghost because he expected to see that big tall donk there because he lives 5 minutes away. He wasn't expecting me to drive like an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's 4 to 6. It's you know, I can get home and still get to bed at a decent
time. How long
time.
Did it take you to get back?
Like an hour. Wasn't bad.
So it was an hour there, hour back.
Yeah. Wasn't bad traffic on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
No hellish backup near Georgetown Pike.
You got lucky.
Or the AL Bridge.
So really, you didn't have any backup to get on to 495?
I was stunned by it.
On the toll road? No backup?
No backup. Thought I was living in a bizarro world alternate
universe.
You
are? You're living in summer. That's a summer
thing.
That
might be it. I had like a 2-minute backup, like, right near Tyson's to get on the Beltway, but then once I got on, gone.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I
mean. Just like a real, like.
But like on the exit ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 minutes. But okay. I'll take 2 minutes.
2 minutes is nothing.
2 minutes is
because I've been there for 40 minutes.
Oh,
just right there.
No, not 40 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Man, that's good.
I was living a charmed life yesterday.
Did you eat at DC Prime?
I had a few small bites.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything.
What are you, watching your figure?
No, I just.
It was just, you know what? It was too many people talking to everybody.
Yeah, it's like
it
was, I was schmoozing, EB.
It was kind of hectic.
Schmooze and eat at the same time.
I'm glad you guys did that. I'm glad you took that.
There's
bullet.
No chance you would have done
all
that.
We are ambassadors for the show.
I want to do things, but that's a lot of social
Well,
stuff.
Plus it's like a two-hour round
it's
trip.
It's all social. Yeah. It's social from the second you walk in to the second you walk out.
Yeah, I'm just not that social. I'm social.
Understood.
I pick my spots.
Understood.
Yeah.
Trust me, I pick my spots too. And last night was one of the few.
Nah, but you would have been fine because you would have known, you know, a handful of the media members. And you would have been.
I would have sat there and just talked to B. Mitch. And
you would have talked to B. Mitch and Finley and probably Rick.
The people you already knew. For the most part.
Yeah, I'm not interested in new people.
No, you don't need to expand your
circle.
There's
not literally one person that I want
to
meet.
You need to tighten your circle at this point in your life.
Yeah.
You bring that circle more inward.
You could
instead of expanding
there literally isn't a person in the media that I care to meet.
That you haven't met already.
Correct.
Yeah. Saw Scott Abraham last night.
Saw Scotty.
Saw Chick Hernandez. Talked to him for a bit last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yep.
All right.
Good time. You know, rub some elbows.
Good.
But the season starts today.
Today.
This is when the vets start.
I mean, camp starts today.
Vets are going to be in. This is when you keep your
head. Did you ask about Jamin?
No, I
would have asked about Jamin.
I did
I'm
not.
I'm guessing. I don't know what he talked to Quinn about, but I'm guessing it was about Jamin Davis.
No, like, Jamin Davis did not come up.
I honestly would have said, if that's one thing I do care about. It's kind of like my big thing besides Jamin.
I forgot. You should have texted me and reminded me. I forgot to ask him about that.
Are you guys really planning to unleash?
We don't know. And if we did know, we couldn't divulge it, EB.
Yeah.
That's right. It was all off the record.
All we have are secrets. Right. And we can't tell.
I mean, Peters basically gave him his address, but it's off the record.
He's a nice guy.
He is a good dude.
All right, coming up on the show a bit later, we've got Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for the Sporting News. He's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. At 7:45, we'll play a game to give away HF Festival and Limp Bizkit tickets. It's all coming up right here on The Jump.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Makes you great.
Makes you great.
Got one right here.
Very good.
Right there. Hear that?
Get that thing going. I might need one of those, too.
Yeah.
Might need to grab one.
Yeah, I think we will.
Yep.
Tonight's going to be an early night.
That sounds like a great idea.
Not going to be asleep by 7, but okay. I'll be in bed by 7, watching TV, asleep by 8.
Sounds like a perfect
8-ish.
Plan. Sounds fantastic.
Nats are back in action tonight. Padres are coming in. Nats were off last night. I didn't see who was pitching for the Nats. It says undecided. I'm not sure what that means.
I thought I saw Mitchell Parker, but let me double check and see if there's an update on that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Let me check that for you.
I thought I saw Mitchell Parker for Wednesday night.
I could be off by a day.
I think he's
going. Entirely possible.
Yeah, he's going Wednesday against Waldron.
Okay.
So tonight, I have not seen who's going tonight. Just says undecided, so who knows. But the there's a few interesting games last night in baseball. The Yankees pounded the Rays 9-1. Juan Soto hit 2 bombs, so he's got 25. Yankees had 15 hits. They're a game and a half behind the Orioles. And Soto's just having a monster year in his contract year. Who knows how much he's going to sign for, but he's putting up some serious numbers. Tigers have been hot, beat the Guardians. Guardians lead the Central by 4 games, but they are struggling. I think they've lost 7 of their last 11.
EB's favorite named team in the whole major right. leagues, the Cleveland Guardians.
I mean, I think that's so lame, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Phillies lost to the Twins, but Bryce Harper hit number 23, also having a bomb year. But like I said, the Nats get back into action tonight. Orioles were also off. They play the Marlins on the road starting tonight.
I don't know why I thought of this, but over the weekend I saw it was like a lunch or something where, I don't know if it was on social media or it was on TV, where it was like Gary Sheffield and Pete Rose and all these guys were sitting around, and And Pete Rose is holding court, just talking about all the hits he had. And
he had a bunch of them.
4,256 hits. And it was wild.
Really?
Just seeing these old vets just sitting around, just talking about their, you know.
Was it on MLB Network?
I don't know where I saw it. It might even have been on my computer. It might have been a social media thing.
Hmm.
But just seeing Pete very proud of his career. Very proud of his career.
Oh, yeah. He's never been shy about that.
No.
Team USA last night played their fifth and final exhibition before the Olympics start. The Olympics start, technically, they start tomorrow. Opening ceremonies are Friday, but they do start tomorrow. Soccer and rugby, and I don't know, maybe some handball.
Do you get into the opening ceremony?
My wife said she wants to watch it, but not really. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of it, but no, I don't get into it.
I can think of 100 things I'd rather watch.
I don't really get that into it. But I did learn, I'd forgotten this. Does Greece go first with the because they had the first Olympics in every Olympic ceremony?
That's interesting.
Oh, do they?
Okay, that's cool.
I think they do.
All right.
Didn't realize that.
And then
that.
Does it just go in alphabetical order after that?
I would assume after that. They hope Greece is home.
But anyway,
I was more patriotic about something like that, you know, and I got all into it. I just don't.
So, you know, the U.S. has been struggling with some of these teams, and we talked about the game against South Sudan yesterday, and they beat them by one. They played Germany last night or yesterday in London, and, you know, they squeaked again. Now, Germany's got four NBA players. They got the Wagners. They got the Wagner brothers.
One of the Dennis Schroeder got paid like in the last 2 weeks.
It was Franz, I believe.
Big pay.
It wasn't Mo.
Yeah. But they won 92-88. LeBron had 20, and apparently he had like 8 or 10 key points down the stretch.
Here's the thing: this obviously is trending in the direction of them losing a game or two, but that doesn't mean that they still can't win the gold. Right? You can lose a game or two in pool play or whatever. Still win a gold. You don't have to go undefeated.
No, I don't know if you can lose two games in pool play unless, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on what the other teams do.
Right, because I am convinced they're going to lose a game. So, but that doesn't necessarily
they play Serbia.
The 3-1
they play Serbia in pool play in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure when. Drab, you know what
Sunday at 11 a.m.
Sunday at 11
or something like that, and they're big favorites in that game.
Yeah, they're 17-point favorites.
Nothing's nobody's really been getting scared off. I think they beat Serbia by 25 or something recently.
But yeah, I mean, in pool play you can lose, and obviously in the medal play you can't.
I'm kind of rooting against them. They're just annoying.
You are rooting against them?
Kinda.
So you're rooting against your home country?
Correct.
Well,
guys?
Who's annoying?
He says
the
U.S.
style of basketball is annoying for one. I actually like that these other teams, they play like a team. We're probably, you know, I don't even know how I would, if I was, who's the head coach this year?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. If I was Steve Kerr, I don't even know how I would put the team together. I honestly don't. It's not like I'm smart. But, see, are they, I don't know.
I'm still fascinated by, Drab brought this up. How did they pull the end around to get Embiid on the team? What's that work?
Embiid might be a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
At this point. I'm not sure.
He probably is, yeah. But you're right. It is
whatever they do that stuff in the World Cup. You know they.
I know it's a bit with soccer.
Yeah. Embiid moved here when he was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, you know, wasn't an infant or.
Yeah, but that.
Yeah, but I mean, he like you said, he was a teenager. He's and he's playing for the U.S. It's kind of strange. But the pool for the United States, they got Puerto Rico, they got South Sudan, they got Serbia.
I think Drab touched on it too. There's something about these guys. You know, these billionaires playing in the Olympics, that it's a little annoying because it's, you know, it is. I know nothing's amateur anymore. Nothing is, but it kind of takes a little bit of the spirit away.
By the way, Embiid, he's eligible to compete for the national teams of Cameroon, France, and the United States.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just cherry pick and play for whoever he wants to play for.
Right.
Pour one out for Mark Carnevale.
That's a horrible story.
A horrible story.
We don't know how he died, right? Is it a heart attack or something?
I assume.
They said it suddenly. They just said suddenly.
If it's sudden, that's what I assume. But he won the 1992 Chattanooga Classic, and he was PGA Tour Rookie of the Year back then. He died yesterday suddenly. He was 64. He won just one tournament in his career. 2007, he transitioned into broadcasting.
I mean, it's safe to say he's a journeyman, but yeah. Obviously an amazing golfer.
But if you follow golf, you certainly know the name from the media.
I think his father might have been the coach at Navy. There's some connection there with the Naval Academy.
Really? Okay. Because he played at JMU. Yeah, he played college golf at JMU.
I'm pretty sure there's a connection there with the Naval Academy.
Yeah, but there's no news, no information on how he died, but I assume it was probably a heart attack.
Something horrible. So yes. Only 64 years old. Yeah, it was just
64 years
working last week.
Old.
And yeah, if you follow golf at all, you certainly know.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about the Commanders veterans arrived today. Jordan Love is not practicing for the Packers.
He wants his deal. Wants that new deal in place.
So my understanding is he redid his deal last year, maybe for 1 year for $20 million, whatever it was.
24
million or something.
So I think 23, yeah.
Okay. This year he's currently under contract, his original contract, I think, for $10.5 million.
Correct.
Well, yeah. you know.
Which is way below what a starting quarterback's making.
Yeah, he's massively underpaid.
You got to figure that out.
They will. They'll figure something out.
I mean, guys with numbers close to his are making 40-plus million.
He's a great example, though, of someone who I thought was not ready, not anywhere close to ready his first couple years, and I just figured he was going to be brutal, but he got better.
He got better. They groomed him in the system.
They groomed him.
He obviously works in LaFleur's system.
Old school.
He doesn't have any superstar wideouts that he's throwing the ball to, but he's got a competent group there. Jaden Reed had a nice debut last year. He's got Romeo Doubs.
I would love to have Reed on my fantasy squad.
Yeah.
As a wideout too.
It's a little bit of flux in the backfield there. Josh Jacobs comes in to take over the running back duties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think A.J. Dillon is still there. So we'll see how Jacobs fits in. But I would expect another big year.
Well, they drafted Jordan Love. They drafted a DeMatha boy, Marshawn Lloyd.
That's right, to back him up. Yeah.
Yeah, DeMatha.
That's true.
Playing for the pack.
Good for him. Provide some depth in that RB room.
But like you said, they'll figure something out with the contract.
Yeah. I mean,
they just
have to. They'll get it done.
Yeah. But again, it's kind of crazy that camps are basically all in session.
Right.
Summer's over. I hate to disappoint people. Yep. It's over.
It's almost August.
It's a very short, quick summer.
Yes.
It just is. If you're a teacher, you're probably getting your stuff together because you're going to probably get back in there in a week or two or so. I mean,
August 1st is what, next Friday?
My wife goes back. She goes back to school
Thursday?
Like August 20th, August 19th.
Oh, well, she's still got
a few weeks left.
She's got a few weeks.
Yeah.
But
you're coming. It's going to be here. Like,
you're saying
like that
summer's over, but you're going on summer vacation in next week.
Yeah, just how I have to wait to the end of summer to go because my daughter always does swim and dive all year.
Yeah.
So I can never, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's always end of summer for me.
Yeah, I know.
But end of summer.
But you still haven't gone on your summer vacay. So you still have that to bank on.
Fall vacay.
Fall, yeah. Early fall vacay.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is.
When do the...
I knew summer was ending yesterday because I started getting the auto renews for my Yahoo Fantasy Leagues.
I'm getting them too.
Once you start seeing those in your inbox, you know summer is a limited shelf life.
Oh, I'm getting to the point.
Speaking of that.
Go ahead.
I was real quick. Speaking of that, a guy that I've never met face to face, but we text back and forth, but I was in his fantasy league last year.
Yeah.
He loves the show and he wanted to buy us breakfast.
Okay.
And I figured he was going to do Uber Eats or have something delivered.
He wants to make us breakfast?
No, he wants to buy us breakfast.
Okay.
But he sent me a picture of his credit card. And I thought that was kind of weird.
That's a weird bit.
Front and back. He said, here, whatever you guys want, here's my credit card. Yeah,
you know what? That's trust.
That is a lot of trust. You know,
he definitely trusts me.
Put a lab putter on there.
I told him, I said,
breakfast costs $500.
Drabby, I said, you know, I appreciate it, but I just feel weird using your credit card.
Yeah.
And I didn't delete it yet. I still got it. But I just feel weird using his credit card that
way. Why don't you just, like, buy it yourself and he can Venmo you the money? I mean, we do have Venmo. I mean, that's an option.
That's an option. I don't know.
Instead of just entrusting you with this credit card.
I didn't think of that. But he
I wouldn't send a picture of my credit card
to anybody.
To anyone.
Correct.
My credit card gets swiped without me sending pictures of it to randoms.
My wife and I have sent pictures to each other before there have been instances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel great.
I would sooner send a dong shot to somebody than I would send a picture of my credit card. And I'm not sending that to anybody.
Right.
It's just never going to happen.
But I do appreciate it, but I'm just not going to use your credit card to do that. I just can't.
It's probably not a great nice idea.
That sounds. Hey,
what would we really order? Like, there's nothing super fancy. Like, you know what I mean?
I would order a big breakfast
French
sandwich.
Toast and bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying there's no like special like high end breakfast place.
We go to like a brunch with bottomless.
No, we wouldn't get any high end. I mean, we would just get diner food,
right?
Or breakfast sandwiches. But I just felt strange. I'm not going to do that.
All right,
sorry, Rob, but I appreciate it, Rob.
Yeah, nice of him.
But putting a fancy putter on there would be a funny bit.
But I am getting all of the automatic renew emails.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
I'm this close to never checking email again. It's a joke. It's all garbage.
So much spam.
And you can unsubscribe till you're blue in the face.
It doesn't matter.
Every time you order something online, which we all do, you get on their dumb things.
It's a relentless...
Yeah,
onslaught
relentless
of spam emails.
Like you really have to go through like 100 emails to see one.
Correct.
That one that might capture your attention.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or there might be like a random email from Drab.
That's what I mean.
In amongst like 3,000 emails from freaking fanatics.
I mean, it's just a joke. We need a new system.
Emails.
I do check my work emails from time to time. Those are also spammed to the nth degree too. Like my people,
I think it's a thing with email.
Like guest bookers, there's a one guest booker on our work email that literally sent me 20,000 emails.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean it's absurd.
Everything. I got several email addresses. They're all junk.
Well, they're not all junk for me. I'm glad that I do check my emails because I wouldn't have gotten the invite to go to the Skin/Commanders.
That is true.
Media.
That
party.
Is how we were contacted.
The first one that came around, I just. Deleted, got lost in a shuffle.
Yeah, you just like,
yeah,
you had no interest.
No, I'm just sure I didn't recognize it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Tiger Woods' offspring, Charlie Woods, shot in the U.S. Amateur. We'll get into that, and don't forget, coming up at 7:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival that's coming to Nats Park this fall because summer is almost over, and we have a pair of tickets to go see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live this Sunday. So keep listening for your chance to win. All right, before we get into Charlie Woods, Jason was about to ask me something off air. I was like, just ask me on air. Let's figure out what this is.
Yeah, so we were talking about fantasy.
Yeah.
And the guy Rob, who wanted to buy us breakfast,
okay.
his league draft is, I got to do the math here, August 31st.
Okay, August 31, all right.
I believe that... is
it's about
a Saturday
7 or 8 days before the season starts, if my math is correct.
Yes, and but I'm gonna be away that weekend,
okay,
because that's Labor Day weekend,
okay, got it.
And I'm gonna be in Nashville, okay,
yeah, I think I see where you're going here,
so I'm not gonna be able, and that's the same day as I'm going down there for the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game.
Okay.
I'm bringing my wife,
got
my daughters
it.
Are yep. coming down.
You're very busy. You have a busy Labor Day weekend planned.
But the draft, and they can't move the draft, I guess, so they already said it.
Okay.
So right. I'm not gonna be able to do the draft.
Okay, got it.
And I'm not doing auto draft.
No, because I mean you'd feel like a loser if you auto drafted your team.
Yeah, and so,
and I would think you're a loser.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I've never done an auto draft.
Drafted your team.
But can you do the draft for me if I pay you?
You don't. First
I'll pay you
of,
like
first off,
$40.
You don't need to pay me. Just give
all right,
me
I'm just for your time.
I mean, I appreciate that, but you don't need to pay me
because I trust you.
Just give
to draft a good team.
Here's what I need. Again, I need the date. You said August 31, yeah, and more, much more important than that, I need to know what your draft position is.
Don't know that yet.
Well, as soon as you know that nugget,
yeah,
that's what I need to know.
Yeah, of course. I'll let you know that.
Because then I'll run a few mocks and figure out, I'll flex the muscle, see where we're drafting, what the draft's going to look like. Oh, I also need the scoring system.
Yeah, you need the scoring system.
Because, okay. I mean, I can't, EB, I can't draft without looking at the scoring system.
I mean, it's critical.
I have to know how many positions you start. I need to know if it's half PPR or full PPR. These are things I need to know. But the answer
I'll give
is
you
yes.
All of that.
I would be happy to draft by proxy for you because you're going to be watching Virginia Tech. Is it
Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
You're going to be watching the Hokies just smash the Commodores.
Let's hope.
And I'll be hopefully drafting you a winning fantasy football team. Yes, so I can do that. Just send me a reminder and send me your draft slot once you know it. And we're good. We're locked in.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm just kind of looking at the rules right now. It's definitely August 31st, 3 o'clock, which is a Saturday.
Perfect. Last time I checked, I don't have any plans for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good.
As far as I know, I've got nothing going on.
What's the date of Labor Day weekend?
It's, I mean, 31st is Saturday.
I thought Labor Day is all like into September, or is it like late August this year?
It's the first Monday of September.
First Monday. Okay, got it.
September 2nd.
Rest your pretty little head over there. Don't you worry. I'm going to draft you a quality squad. You're going to be good.
Right.
Passing touchdowns, you get 7 points.
Ooh, that's kind of spicy.
It is PPR.
Got it. 7 points instead of 6. That's kind of weird for passing touchdowns.
Passing touchdown gets 7.
All right.
And so, you know, it's a pretty high scoring league.
EB, do you prefer 4 points per passing touchdown or 6 in your myriad fantasy leagues?
I would probably prefer 4.
Oh, I prefer 6.
You do?
I like as many points as we can score.
Right.
Juice up that scoring system.
Maybe mitigate the power of one position, though, a little bit.
No,
maybe.
I like 6 points per passing and, of course, rushing touchdowns.
All right, fair enough.
But that's just me.
So maybe yesterday afternoon, Charlie, and to his credit, and Tiger made this point afterwards to his caddy, he qualified for this on his own. You know, he shot a 71 or 72, whatever it was, to qualify for it. But he qualified for the first round of the U.S. Junior Amateur, okay? Tiger's won that event 3 times. Mm-hmm. The first year Tiger played in it, I think he lost in the semifinals. Then he won 3 straight, and then he went and he played in the regular U.S. Amateur and won 3 straight of those. Like, the only guy, no, it's never going to happen again. Where somebody wins 6 in a row.
No.
Like USGA championships
like that.
And some
pretty big names have won this tournament. Obviously Tiger, but Spieth won it. Scheffler's won it. Zalatoris has won it. Brian Harman won it.
Yeah, I mean, so by it's a big deal. A lot of the best of each class are often identified.
And Brian Kim, who's a local kid, Argyle Country Club's defending champion from Duke.
Ah, very nice.
So Charlie is, we've all seen him. Charlie can play. There's no doubt about it. But there are a lot of guys that can play. And golf is a mercurial sport. We all know this, where you can shoot 71 one day and 85 the next day, whatever. And apparently, by all reports, poor Charlie struggled yesterday.
Charlie
was slamming his club.
Oh, no.
Tiger was there. And you're not allowed to receive coaching from your parents, so your dad can't, like, carry your bag or anything. So Tiger just had to zip it for 18 holes. There was a huge crowd, like, everybody was there to see Charlie. Nobody was paying attention to any of the other kids.
Right.
I mean, the pressure on him is immense. And there's a photo that an AP guy got. I put it on my Twitter. If you follow me, EB Junkies, maybe we can retweet it or something. Put it on Junks Radio. Of Charlie, after he's shaking hands, he ended up carding an 82. Which, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. That's golf. He's clearly going to be an excellent player on some level. He's just hiding his head. You could tell he's like crying almost. Like, he's just embarrassed and ashamed that he shot this 82. And you just feel terrible for him. Yeah. And then I have snarky people going, yeah, sure, I feel terrible for a billionaire's kid. It's not about money. It's about, you just feel bad for the kid. The pressure that he's under.
Yeah, it's immense.
It is enormous. And it really, I don't know, as a dad, I just feel for him. I know when my kids struggle with something, you just want them to be okay with it. Like, it tears you up inside when they're upset, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it tore him up. He's got to go out today. He gets one more round. I mean, he would have to shoot like 60 or something to make the cut. That's probably not going to happen to advance into match play. Mm-hmm. But I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for like 75 or better. Something, you know.
Yeah, you want to see him bounce back.
I want to see him bounce back.
You don't want to see the poor kid tortured. I mean, how old is he at this point?
15, I think. Maybe 16, 15, 16.
15-year-old kid.
Totally kid. But, you know, the other, and some of his playing partners were like, they even commented, on how much pressure he's under.
Right.
Like, it's insane. And I just, if you see the picture of him hiding his face in his hat after he shook their hands, you just feel bad for him.
Golf is hard enough.
Golf is so hard.
That pressure on your shoulders.
But you're right. I mean, just the added pressure of being Tiger's kid.
Yeah, it's absurd. And a lot of people.
And people have been talking about Charlie since he was 12 years old.
Right. And, you know, maybe it's good for him. You know, you learn and figure out your way, whatever that way may be.
So they do stroke play for the first 2 days, and then they do.
You have to advance the match play
to the top 64. Yeah.
Yeah, which is unlikely, but, you know, I wouldn't expect any miracles, but it would be nice to see him bounce back and have a decent round. I'm rooting for the kid. I just hate to see that. A lot of people were compared it to Bronny, how deep down Bronny might feel.
Right.
You know, like you just kind of almost feel this unspoken family pressure. It's the family business.
It is the family business.
You know?
It's tough to be in the family business, though, when your dad is the greatest to have ever done it.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
And I often never think live of, up like, Arnold Palmer's, like, grandkids, Jack Nicklaus's kids. They're all great golfers in their own right, but they just never measure up. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
You almost feel like they should take up a different sport.
Well, like, do what makes you happy.
Sure.
But, man, the pressure is just so great.
You, just knowing you're always going to be comp to your dad or your grandfather, whoever.
It's never
it is.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never going to get to those heights.
Right? And even when you make the tour, like some of those guys, like Sam Saunders has, you know, been off and on the tour for a long time. Jack Nicklaus is both of, I think he's had one or two of his kids that have played on tour off and on. Just feel bad for him. Burden of expectation.
Daly's kid's a college golfer, or he was. I think he's still in college.
Yeah, and he struggled. Like his freshman year, I think he played one event, and he shot like 82. Such a hard game. And then to be the best, I don't know. Did you see the photo of Valdez?
I saw the picture. You could tell he's just distraught.
Does it break your heart a little bit?
He should look into maybe pursuing YouTube golf.
Yeah, something like that.
It seems like events aren't that fun for him.
Besides
the PNC that he gets to do with his dad.
Right.
It's just a lot of pressure. Yeah.
I don't know. He might want to look into the YouTube route.
A lot of people doing that.
Yep. It's a good way to make
a
living.
There's so many girls doing that. Oh my God.
Well, that's what you do when you need to make money.
Or you want fame.
Well, or if you're just creative.
He doesn't need either one of those.
Right.
Well, he's going to play college golf. He'll go play.
He'll play college golf.
He'll play competitively.
Golf. Yeah.
He'll play college golf. And then maybe when he's done. Because now, also, you can play college.
And hopefully he gets better.
Some of those YouTube guys, like Grant Horvat or whatever, some of those guys got started because they weren't allowed to capitalize on the money they were making. Now you can do YouTube golf and play college golf, right? You can do both.
I don't know the rules.
But they played that tournament at Daniel Island last year down in South Carolina, which is just perfecto.
You love that spot.
Oh, that course is money.
Baller spot.
But they're playing at Oakland Hills for this year.
All right, when we come back, we will pivot to the Commanders. A Skins legend is finally getting his number retired. What took so long? We'll give you all the details on that coming up next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And all right, before we get into Charlie Woods, Jason was about to ask me something off air. I was like, just ask me on air. Let's figure out what this is.
Yeah. So we were talking about the fantasy.
Yeah.
And the guy Rob, who wanted to buy us breakfast.
Okay.
His league draft is I gotta do the math here. August 31st.
Okay. August 31. All right.
I believe that is
it's about
a Saturday,
7 or 8 days before the season starts, if my math is correct.
Yes, and but I'm going to be away that weekend.
Okay,
because that's Labor Day weekend.
Okay, got it.
And I'm going to be in Nashville. Okay.
Yeah, I think I see where you're going here.
So I'm not going to be able, and that's the same day as I'm going down there for the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game.
Okay.
I'm bringing my wife and my daughters are coming down.
You're very busy. You have a busy Labor Day weekend planned.
But the draft, and they can't move the draft, I guess, so they already said it.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be able to do the draft.
Okay, got it.
And I'm not doing auto draft.
No, because, I mean, you'd feel like a loser if you auto drafted your team.
Yeah. And so,
and I would think you're a loser.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I've never done an auto draft
in your team.
But can you do the draft for me if I pay you?
$40. You don't need to pay me. Just give
me just for your time.
I mean, I appreciate that, but you don't need to pay me.
Because I trust you
to
draft a good team.
Here's what I need. Again, I need the date. You said it's August 31. Yeah, and much more important than that, I need to know what your draft position is.
Don't know that yet.
Well, as soon as you know that nugget,
that's
what I need to know.
Yeah, of course. I'll let you know that.
Because then I'll run a few mocks and figure out, I'll flex the muscle, see where we're drafting, what the draft's going to look like. Oh, I also need the scoring system.
Yeah, you need the scoring system.
Because, I mean, I can't, EB, I can't draft without looking at the scoring system.
I mean, it's critical.
I have to know how many positions you start. I need to know if it's half PPR or full PPR. These are things I need to know. But the answer is
I'll give
is
you
yes.
all of that.
I would be happy to draft by proxy for you because you're going to be watching Virginia Tech, is it?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
You're going to be watching the Hokies just smash the Commodores.
Let's hope.
And I'll be hopefully drafting you a winning fantasy football team. Yes, so I can do that. Just send me a reminder and send me your draft slot once you know it. And we're good. We're locked in.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'm just kind of looking at the rules right now. It's definitely August 31st, 3 o'clock, which is a Saturday.
Perfect. Last time I checked, I don't have any plans for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good.
As far as I know, I've got nothing going on.
What's the date of Labor Day weekend?
Well, 31st is Saturday.
I thought Labor Day is all like into September, or is it late August this year?
It's the first Monday of September.
Monday. Okay, got it.
September 2nd.
Rest your pretty little head over there. Don't you worry. I'm going to draft you a quality squad. You're going to be good.
Right.
Passing touchdowns, you get 7 points.
Ooh, that's kind of spicy.
It is PPR.
Got it. 7 points instead of 6. That's kind of weird for passing touchdowns.
Passing touchdowns, you get 7.
All right.
And it's a pretty high scoring league.
EB, do you prefer 4 points per passing touchdown or 6 in your myriad fantasy leagues?
I would probably prefer 4.
Oh, I prefer 6.
You do.
I like as many points as we can score.
Right.
juice up that scoring system.
Maybe mitigate the power of one position, though, a little bit.
No,
maybe.
I like 6 points per passing and, of course, rushing touchdowns.
All right, fair enough.
But that's just me.
So maybe yesterday afternoon, Charlie, and to his credit, and Tiger made this point afterwards to his caddy, he qualified for this on his own. You know, he shot a 71 or 72, whatever it was, to qualify for it. But he qualified for the first round of the U.S. Junior Amateur, okay? Tiger's won that event 3 times. Mm-hmm. The first year Tiger played in it, I think he lost in the semifinals. Then he won 3 straight. And then he went and he played in the regular U.S. Amateur and won 3 straight of those. Like, the only guy, no, it's never going to happen again, where somebody wins 6 in a row.
No.
Like USGA championships
like
that. And
some pretty big names have won this tournament. Obviously Tiger, but Spieth won it. Scheffler's won it. Zalatoris has won it. Brian Harman won it.
Yeah, I mean, so by it's a this big age, deal. A lot of the best of the each class are often identified.
And Brian Kim, who's a local kid, Argyle Country Club's defending champion from Duke.
Ah, very nice.
So Charlie is, we've all seen him. Charlie could play. There's no doubt about it. But there are a lot of guys that could play. And golf is a mercurial sport. We all know this, where you can shoot 71 one day and 85 the next day, whatever. And apparently, by all reports, poor Charlie struggled yesterday.
Charlie
was slamming his club.
Oh, no.
Was, you know, Tiger was there. And you're not allowed to receive coaching from your parents. So your dad can't, like, carry your bag or anything. So Tiger just had to zip it for 18 holes. There was a huge crowd, like, everybody was there to see Charlie. Nobody was paying attention to any of the other kids.
Right.
I mean, the pressure on him is immense. And there's a photo that an AP guy got. I put it on my Twitter. If you follow me, EB Junkies, maybe we can retweet it or something. Put it on Junks Radio. Of Charlie, after he's shaking hands, he ended up carding an 82. Which, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. That's golf. He's clearly going to be an excellent player on some level. He's just hiding his head. You could tell he's like crying almost. Like he's just embarrassed and ashamed that he shot this 82. And you just feel terrible for him. Yeah. And then I have snarky people going, yeah, sure, I feel terrible for a billionaire's kid. It's not about money. It's about, you just feel bad for the kid. The pressure that he's under.
Yeah, it's immense.
It is enormous. And it really, I don't know, as a dad, I just feel for him. I know when my kids struggle with something, you just want them to be okay with it. Like it tears you up inside when they're upset, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it tore him up. He's got to go out today. He gets one more round. I mean, he would have to shoot like 60 or something to make the cut. That's probably not going to happen to advance into match play. Mm-hmm. But I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for like 75 or better. Something, you know.
Yeah, you want to see him bounce back.
I want to see him bounce back.
You don't want to see the poor kid tortured. I mean, how old is he at this point?
15, I think. Maybe 16, 15, 16.
15-year-old kid.
Totally kid. But, you know, the other, and some of his playing partners were like, they even commented on how much pressure he's under.
Right.
Like, it's insane. And I just, if you see the picture of him hiding his face in his hat after he shook their hands, You just feel bad for him.
Golf is hard enough.
Golf is so hard.
That pressure on your shoulders.
But you're right. I mean, just the added pressure of being Tiger's kid.
Yeah,
it's absurd.
And a lot of people.
And people have been talking about Charlie since he was 12 years old.
Right. And, you know, maybe it's good for him. You know, you learn and figure out your way, whatever that way may be.
So they do stroke play for the first 2 days, and then they do.
You have to advance the match play
to the top 64. Yeah,
yeah, which is unlikely, but you know, I wouldn't expect any miracles. But it would be nice to see him bounce back and have a decent round. I'm rooting for the kid. I just hate to see that. A lot of people were compared it to Bronny. How deep down Bronny might feel,
right?
You know, like you just kind of almost feel this unspoken family pressure. It's the family business.
It is the family business.
You know?
It's tough to be in the family business, though, when your dad is the greatest to have ever done it.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
And I often never think of, like, Arnold Palmer's, like, grandkids, Jack Nicklaus's kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're all great golfers in their own right, but they just never measure up. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
You almost feel like they should take up a different sport.
Well, like, do what makes you happy.
Sure.
But, man, the pressure is just so great.
You, just knowing you're always going to be comp to your dad or your grandfather, whoever
it is. Never good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never going to get to those heights.
Right? And even when you make the tour, like some of those guys, like Sam Saunders has, you know, been off and on the tour for a long time. Jack Nicklaus is both of, I think he's had one or two of his kids that have played on tour off and on. Just feel bad for him. Burden of expectation.
Daly's kid's a college golfer, or he was. I think he's still in college. Yeah,
and he struggled. Like his freshman year, I think he played one event and he shot like 82 in the you know, such a hard game. And then to be the best, I don't know. Did you see the photo of Valdez?
I saw the picture. You could tell he's just distraught.
Does it break your heart a little bit?
He should look into maybe pursuing YouTube golf.
Yeah, something like that.
It seems like events aren't that fun for him.
It's a lot of pressure.
Besides the PNC that he gets to do with his dad.
Right.
It's just a lot of pressure. Yeah.
I don't know. He might want to look into the YouTube route.
A lot of people doing that.
Yep. It's a good way to make a living.
There's so many girls doing that. Oh, my God.
Well, that's what you do when you need to make money.
Or you want fame. Well, or if you're just creative.
He doesn't need either one of those.
Right.
Well, he's going to play college golf. He'll go
play college golf.
He'll play competitively.
Golf. Yeah.
He'll play college golf. And then maybe when he's done. Because now, also, you could play college.
And hopefully, he gets better.
Some of those YouTube guys, like Grant Horvat or whatever, some of those guys got started because they weren't allowed to capitalize on the money they were making. Now, you can do YouTube golf and play college golf, right? You can do both.
I don't know the rules.
But they played that tournament at Daniel Island last year down in South Carolina, which is just perfecto.
You love that spot.
Oh, that course is money.
Baller spot.
But they're playing at Oakland Hills for this year.
All right, when we come back, we will pivot to the Commanders. A Skins legend is finally getting his number retired. What took so long? We'll give you all the details on that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.